Welcome to Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Visitors to the Alamo sometimes ask, is that it? They see the church and think, that's the Alamo. The General Land Office under Commissioner George P. Bush manages and preserves the church and its surrounding property, which is primarily celebrated for the 1836 battle that paved the way for Texas independence. There's a much older story at the Alamo that begs to be told. The foundation for the Misión San Antonio de Valero was laid in 1744. It was secularized in 1793 and served as a military outpost. The Alamo fell to the Mexican Army under General Santa Anna in 1836. History today has frozen the narrative of the Alamo at 1836. Visitors to the site who delve deeper into the legacy of the site might learn more about its purpose as a mission and the early history of San Antonio. The GLO is undertaking a restoration and renovation project at the Alamo that has stirred the blood of Texans, especially San Antonians, who think hallowed ground will be defiled with the so-called reimagining of the Alamo. Karina Erickson is communications director with the Texas General Land Office. She says the project aims to elevate the Alamo to the level of the Gettysburg Memorial.
You know, when you come into San Antonio right now, the city of San Antonio actually grew up around the Alamo, is, you know, really a centerpiece in a lot of ways. So as the city of San Antonio grew up around the Alamo, you kind of saw unintended consequences of that occurring. So, you know, our goal is to truly take the Alamo back to a space of reverence and dignity for the Alamo and the Alamo mission and the Battle of 1836. So what we see today is that there are actual streets crossing the Alamo battlefield and the Alamo complex, and that there are, you know, buildings that are just surrounding the Alamo. And it's not really reminiscent of what it was back in the days of 1836 or even prior to that. So a lot of what this plan does is it seeks to reclaim the Alamo battlefield for as much as we possibly can, and then also just really restore dignity and reverence to that Alamo space, so that when you come to visit the Alamo, you can reflect on what occurred here and what the defenders of the Alamo did for liberty, and, you know, what they fought for, on top of also understanding the mission period of the Alamo and telling the full story of the Alamo.
And so the Alamo, I know a lot of people who have visited it. I remember when I visited it myself, not growing up here, you see the church building and you think that's the Alamo. And
right.
You, people say, oh, that's it?
That's
right. And so I believe the GLO's vision is to broaden the visual footprint of the Alamo.
Exactly. This is a long-term project. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. We know that the Alamo Church, you know, is the centerpiece. In a lot of ways, that is a headstone of the Alamo, and that so many people understand that it's a symbol of liberty for so many people around the world even. But at the same time, that's not all there is to the Alamo, that the entire Alamo battleground and the mission footprint has to be reclaimed. And that's what this plan seeks to do, is that we seek to actually expand the boundaries of the Alamo. Some of the streets surrounding the Alamo will be shut down so that we're actually able to restore the entire footprint of the Alamo complex. Now, unfortunately, there are some buildings that, you know, we can't really move every building that's there. There's a federal building that is on top of part of the Alamo complex. However, the General Land Office does own several buildings that are currently on the Alamo footprint that will eventually either be reworked into a museum or taken down. That plan is still developing, and we're working with our designers to figure out how we're best able to do that so that we can accurately present the collection of artifacts that Phil Collins has generously donated to the Alamo, with the condition that a museum be built. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this, and it's not a simple process by any means, but really the goal is to truly recapture the Alamo battlefield.
And along with a reimagining of the Alamo, I remember when the plans were starting to be made public, just the initial plans, they weren't set in stone. There was, and still is, a lot of controversy. For example, the moving of the cenotaph, which is this very beautiful, large sculpture that's pretty much directly in front of the Alamo Church. And then there was a now scrapped plan to put like sort of glass walls around mm-hmm. the perimeter. And so there has been a lot of flexibility, but as in most cases, you can't please everybody. So how did you come across the decision to finally sort of set your road, the road that you're going to go down, what you're going to do, and sort of have to defend that to people who, like I said earlier, are not going to be happy with whatever decision that you came across?
Sure. Absolutely. You know, I think that is one of the most important things about the Alamo. You know, myself, I'm a seventh generation Texan. I was born and raised here in the great state. I grew up knowing what the Alamo meant to me and everything that I had been taught. And so the Alamo was such a personal thing to so many people, not even just for Texans, but for so many people as to what it represents. So building a consensus around something at the Alamo is really hard. You know, we start talking about this project and I laugh and I say, well, of course everyone cares. It's the Alamo. But, you know, the thing to remember is that this is not the first iteration of the plan that we have kind of gone through. The plan has evolved over time. So what we've seen in the last 4 years under Commissioner Bush's leadership is the ability to try and build consensus. So, you know, we had a citizens advisory committee where we got stakeholders from around the state and the city of San Antonio to come together and truly try and figure out what is best for the Alamo. And there were hundreds of public meetings explaining what the plan is and how that plan was going to occur and the evolution of the plan itself as well. We're seeing that our plan has to evolve with that because as we make discoveries, we know and learn more about the Alamo and we want to make sure that that's incorporated into the plan. So, you know, we've now entered into a historic partnership with the city of San Antonio. It's one of the first times that you've seen such coordination between the city and the state in order for the state of Texas to theoretically lease the portion of the battlefield that the state didn't previously have the rights to. That is a no-cost lease, and it's a 100-year lease from the city of San Antonio, so that we know that whatever we're able to do at the Alamo and preserve the Alamo will be around for the next 100 years. So, you know, it's been a long process. It has not been a process that we did not get public comment on or public feedback. You know, it has been very open, very transparent. Everyone is not going to be happy. There's no way to make everyone happy, but we're going to do our best to hear from every single side and take everyone's concerns into account and move forward in the way that we are able to, you know, with ensuring that everyone's voice is heard. And so the state is now in control of the full Alamo Plaza, and that's where you're starting to actually see preservation work occur in the Long Barrack and the church as of right now. If you were to go down to the Alamo today, you'd see that there are, you know, unfortunately there are fences up so that we're able to make sure that safety is taken into account, but it's a really cool experience to see ongoing preservation occurring at the Alamo and what we're doing to truly preserve this historic icon of Texas history.
So if people were to go to the site of the Alamo today, what kind of work are they going to be seeing? Are, like you were saying, there's going to be some areas fenced off, but are there going to be individuals working on the architectural structure of the buildings? Are there going to be people sort of digging into the ground? Because from what I understand, there are going to be sort of these clear panels that will allow visitors down the road to actually look at what the original footprint of the Alamo was.
Sure. Yeah. So, and if people want to check out, I would encourage everyone to go to savethealamo.com because there is a weekly preservation update that goes on and an archaeology update that goes on showing you exactly what we're doing at the Alamo with our Alamo archaeologists, even doing videos and tours of the dig sites. So we are digging into the ground. We're examining, a lot of the work is going on in the Long Barrack right now, examining where the mortar is and the different layers of that because we know that things have been restored over time. But unfortunately, we don't know exactly what happened. We have a full archaeological study ongoing at the Alamo. So, you know, there is some scaffolding up on the side of the church where they're looking at that. We're going to be looking at the concrete roof that's on top of the church as well that was installed in modern times but may not be the best way to preserve the Alamo. And we have to examine if that roof is doing damage and what we can do in other ways to ensure that the Alamo remains standing for the next 300 years. And then I also wanted to jump back to something that I forgot to mention before. You know, there's been this term out there called reimagine the Alamo. And I want to make it very clear that that's not the goal of what we're doing, is that we truly have a master plan that, you know, when you say reimagine, people think that we're trying to change the story of the Alamo. That's not what we're doing here. We're truly trying to ensure that the Alamo remains standing for another 300 years and that we're able to tell the full story of the Alamo.
We are talking to Karina Erickson, Communications Director with the Texas General Land Office, about renovation work at the Alamo. When we come back, archaeological work at the Alamo may reveal human remains from an old Catholic cemetery from the site's early mission years. Some are concerned that type of discovery could halt renovation plans.
This is a cemetery, but the plan doesn't change.
More with Karina Erickson next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Renovation work is underway at the Alamo in San Antonio. The General Land Office is undertaking extensive work there to restore and recapture the legendary 1836 battle site and expand the story to include its years as a mission. All that renovation work requires some digging, and that digging could uncover remains of early settlers and mission Indians who were buried in a Catholic cemetery on Alamo grounds when the Alamo was the Misión San Antonio de Valero. The Valero Book of Burials reports 1,376 people were interred on Alamo grounds between 1703 and 1885. The Texas Historical Commission this year designated the Alamo a Historic Texas Cemetery, a largely symbolic title, which deems it worthy of preservation. A group of local indigenous peoples and the Alamo Defenders Descendants Association wanted the THC to designate the grounds as an unverified cemetery, which means there's some evidence of interment, but there's no verification of one or more marked graves. The GLO expressed concerns over such a designation. Here's Jeff Gordon, General Counsel for the GLO.
We believe, from the GLO believes, that the granting of this application will shut down this project. We have a very aggressive time frame. We've done a lot. We believe that our aggressive time frame, though, is to be finished, have the visitor center and the reclaimed battlefield open by 2024, which is the 300th anniversary of the founding of the Alamo in this location. We believe this this application, if granted, will shut down and significantly delay the project.
Ramon Vasquez, Executive Director of the American Indians in Texas at the Spanish Colonial Missions and member of the Tapilam Coahuiltecan Nation, says the goal of their cemetery application with the THC is not to delay or stop the project.
Nobody wants this project to shut down. Definitely not the lineal descendants. This is the only opportunity that we feel in our lifetime, in our children's lifetime, that we have an opportunity to tell the whole story of the Alamo and the people and its contributions to the city of San Antonio, to the state of Texas. The consultants that come into Texas to work on this project, they'll go home and they'll live out a good life. The rest of us will sit here and we'll have to engage with each other on a daily basis.
Those comments were made at a meeting by the Texas Historical Commission on July 19th. The request for the unverified cemetery application was denied.
Hearing no discussion, I'll call for a vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Karina Erickson is Communications Director for the Texas General Land Office. She says the office and archaeologists involved in the Alamo renovation project are prepared in case human remains are unearthed.
So if remains are found, the GLO will immediately stop excavation and adhere to all relevant laws. In order to ensure vigilance, there are monitors from federally recognized Native American tribes who are involved in the process and are overseeing the excavation on site. So with that, we've formed an Alamo Mission Archaeological Advisory Committee comprised of six members of federally recognized tribes that have connections to the state of Texas. So at this time, no remains have been found in the plaza. We do know that at some point we may encounter deposits that are associated with the long occupation of the history of the site. But so far, We are planning on, you know, adhering to NAGPRA and working with our advisory committee to ensure that all federal laws are followed.
So from what I understand, the federally recognized tribes that are on the commission aren't necessarily from this particular region. There are very few federally recognized tribes in Texas, and I know there are several tribes in Oklahoma that are serving on this advisory board. Is there a particular reason why non-federally recognized tribes or representatives were not included in the advisory committee? Is it because you are following NAGPRA, which is a federal act that basically covers federal land, but how would you argue that NAGPRA would apply to the Alamo, seeing as it's not federal land?
Sure. So, you know, one of the things that we're doing is this really is a project unlike really any other that you're talking about, a battle site and the mission site that has been around for generations. So federal law mandates that Texas does not have the ability to grant a local group expressing tribal heritage the same privileges as a tribe that's recognized federally. So the organization that oversees and operates the Alamo for us is called Alamo Trust. So Alamo Trust has reached out to a number of these federally recognized tribes that all have ties to Texas, either as a state during its time as a republic or prior to the Texas Revolution. And the members of these federally recognized tribes who sit on the committees can and have been asked to nominate prospective members to join the committee from their tribes and otherwise. So far, these members that are on the committee have not voted to include the other groups.
If there were to be remains found under NAGPRA, what would happen to those remains? Would they be reinterred on site, or would they be moved to another location? In which case, where would they be moved?
Sure. So, while isolated human remains are expected to be the most likely findings throughout the project, we expect to treat all of the remains with dignity and respect. In the event that remains are found, the archaeological team will temporarily cease excavation in the immediate area and follow the standard protocol that is basically the general protocol for all archaeological discovery of human remains. At this point in time, we expect the remains to be interred. We believe that the most respectful treatment of human remains is to leave them in place. But we are, again, adhering to all the principles, ethics, and conduct codes that are published by the Society for American Archaeology, the Register of Professional Archaeologists, and the Society for Historical Archaeology.
So again, this controversy over the designation of a cemetery, I believe the Alamo grounds are already determined to be a Texas Historic Cemetery, if I'm not mistaken. How could another designation affect your work on the Alamo grounds? Because I understand there is talk of perhaps litigation to get that designation going. So how would that affect your work at the Alamo? Would the GLO end up sort of reconsidering some of their work in order to accommodate that if there was a court order to determine that, okay, there is an unverified cemetery here, or we're going to apply a different designation to the grounds here? How would that affect your work? How would that delay it? Would you end up having to revisit your work there and change anything as a result?
So far, four different groups have applied for a total of six different cemetery designations that fall under three different categories of the Alamo. So far, only one of those has been decided by the THC and determined to be a honorary status given that was basically a compromise by the General Land Office's proposal and the San Antonio Mission Cemeteries Association. And that compromise was approved by the Texas Historical Commission. And so that approved designation is honorary and doesn't have a physical impact on the Alamo project. Basically, we can come back and say that, yes, the Alamo, we know that there are human remains at the Alamo. We agree. And so that designation says, yes, this is a cemetery. And that is basically the Alamo footprint. But even the THC stated at their meeting upon the determination, that designation doesn't have any effect on the use of the property. You know, we want to make sure that that's honored and that we, you know, tell people that this is a cemetery, but the plan doesn't change. If we were to go back and look at an unverified cemetery, you know, that really brings a lot of other consequences to what occurs with the Alamo plan. What we're doing, we are attempting to get permits and approvals from THC for the archaeological excavation that is necessary. For example, right now we have going on is we have installation of security bollards that are going up around the plaza to help us delineate the battlefield and improve security at the Alamo. But, you know, if these other designations were to occur, it could interfere with the entire project. So the process that the THC has is a good process, and it's necessary to determine the appropriateness of any designation or permit, but it also doesn't facilitate immediate action on any of these projects. So if, you know, we have these designations put on it, it will absolutely delay any type of project that is occurring. It, you know, we might not be able to actually preserve the Alamo. We understand that everyone has their feelings on this, but we also know that time is critical on this project and that we're trying to move and get this project through as fast as we can, but at the same time, do our due diligence on everything that we're doing at the Alamo. There's controversy over it, but at this point, we feel that this historic designation is the best. We know that people have fought and died at the Alamo, and the property itself is more broadly remembered as, you know, a historical image or a landmark, but it's important that we sit back and we preserve that.
Karina Erickson is Communications Director for the Texas General Land Office. To follow ongoing preservation work at the Alamo, visit SaveTheAlamo.com.
After we prepared this interview, the San Antonio Express News reported that the group American Indians in Texas at the Spanish Colonial Missions filed a legal notice with the Bexar County Clerk's Office declaring the Alamo grounds an abandoned or unknown cemetery. Opponents say such a designation could potentially delay the $450 million Alamo restoration project. It also reported the group plans to raise funds to file a federal lawsuit claiming discrimination has influenced how city, state, and other officials have managed the project.
Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our digital content producer is Bree Kirkham. And our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.